Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only Daily FIFA podcast. We are Food in Review. We bring you updates about the latest content, we talk players and review them, and of course, as a part of footcoaching.com, we give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. Today is Thursday, January 28th, and we are recording Season 3, Episode 82. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching, and of course, the evening wouldn't be complete without the King of the North, it's Yngwie.
Good evening.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Not too bad. Looking forward to my week off. But yeah, I'm pretty good. Not packed the team of the year yet. Also didn't save any packs, so that, guess that doesn't help.
Could be a problem if you don't have any packs to use.
Exactly. We'll see soon enough, though. How were your red picks before I introduce our guest?
I didn't play Weekend League, so...
Yes. Oh, you didn't play Weekend League. No. I was trying to make a joke because the red picks broke.
Trick question, but...
Oh, well. Then I'm just going to start introducing our friend of the show. He's back for his second appearance. It's none other than Aaron.
Hello, guys. Hi, thanks for having me back on. What a privilege. Second appearance approaching the hat trick.
Yes, so we have to think about nicknames before you can name yourself as Dan did yesterday. I think he already regrets it, so we'll think of one for you, okay?
Okay, I'm excited to hear what you've got.
So welcome back, though. How are you doing?
No, I'm really good. Really, really good. Nice to be back on the show and talk some FIFA. It's it's been an interesting week on the FIFA front with Team of the Year, the hype, the cards. So it's been really, really good. Been enjoying this week on the whole.
Awesome, great to hear. And it only gets better after tonight.
Of course it does.
Depends for who.
I
hope lots of Team of the Year cards, but it hasn't. I don't think the really super odds are in our favor at the moment, from what I've heard.
It's the same as always.
I feel sorry for the guy that spent 700,000 FIFA points and packed one Team of the Year card. I think that's a little bit harsh.
700,000? Let me buy a house. Sure, no, you know what? I'm gonna buy FIFA points.
I'm pretty sure he's a content creator.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Surely when you're opening that many packs, right? The disappointment that just comes in the end must just be overwhelming. I think the excitement when you start off must be amazing, but when you get to those final few packs, I wouldn't have the ability to watch the walkouts. The disappointment of those lights not showing a thinner light to start with would just I couldn't cope.
I think I would have been physically ill after something like that, to be honest. Because it's so much money.
I don't know, though. It's different, right?
As well, it's a lot of money, no matter how much you can put back on taxes and stuff like that.
Sure, but we are. Even if we are talking about him, he must have made good on it on YouTube and his viewers and advertisers. And usually, you get it back. I mean,
yeah, true.
I'm pretty sure I could make it back. If I was allowed to touch that amount of Foot Coaching money.
That's a lot of money. Oh my God.
But yeah, still, I mean, I think the disappointment is worse when you're doing it for yourself, right? Not for content purposes. I'm not sure if this is much worse than someone spending for 12K FIFA points and not getting anything. Those are probably the people that...
Well, it all depends
on
how much money you have to spend on stupid stuff.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that we are already talking about that you have to spend money to even be able to get one, I think might be the biggest problem already.
I think it's good from EA's perspective, you know. It's they know that people will buy, so use the points to try and get, you know, the FOMO that kicks in you know, when everyone and the hype around it, you know, I think it sucks everybody in. You know, even if I'm like, you know, if I could afford it, I'd be like, you know what, if I could afford it, I'd definitely do it. It's clever. And then people do go, but you know, just like we talked about before, like that many packs being opened to not get one, you know, that's just crazy. But it's hard. The draw is just too hard not to do it. But the cards are so rare
and so good, you know, that if you pack one, you're set.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, you know, if you get one card that's like, what, 6 million coins, you sell him in the hype and he's at maximum value. You know, that's just the rest of your ultimate team for this year sorted, isn't it? You can do everything without any worries. But the cards are so good, though. So, so good.
Yeah. So I hope we all get lucky. But thus far, I don't know anyone who did. Quick shout out to Andrew, though, because Andrew packed in for Neymar tonight. I mean, second thing you want to pack. If you're not biggest team of the season or a team of the year, then you at least pack the informed Neymar. I guess that's all right.
It's acceptable, I'd say.
Definitely
acceptable.
And before we, good father. Yeah, before we talk content, though, Ingvi, talking about Andrew. Andrew actually sent in a voice message about the market. Shall we just listen to that for a sec?
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right, here we go.
Hey guys, it's Andrew_Foot_AST with a quick 1 minute message as we prepare for Team of the Year, which is our FIFA Christmas. All players are going into packs. Dan and I, of course, thought it was happening 7 days ago, but fortunately, it is happening now. What I plan to do today is really invest 80-90% of my coins in fodder the second the players go into packs. So that's 1 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. UK. I think I'm looking at 85s, 86s, 87s, maybe some 88s. Get on FootBin, kind of look at who's in solutions for certain SBC players. I think that's the best place to look. Also, if you are looking to buy the Team of the Week players, now would be the time to buy. Also, I would consider if you're looking for a Team of the Year, might be the right time to snipe them. Anyways, take care, guys. Bye.
There you go. Like Andrew says, if you're looking for Team of the Year players, then snipe them. Go snipe them, guys. I was just about to snipe him, but then I saw I got 19,000 coins. So. Might be a bit tight for me.
No, well, you can snipe a few at least to do a few upgrades.
Sure. That's about it, yeah.
I don't have the patience for sniping. I admire those who do. I think when I was looking at it last year, I saw a few people who'd sniped icons, like the original Ronaldo, like really cheap. So I thought I'd give it a go. After about 5 minutes of constantly refreshing, I just gave up. I don't have the commitment for that. If you really, but for those who do, fair play.
Yeah, same, not for me either. But yeah, that makes sense. If you have only 19,000 coins, you're pretty sure it's not for me. Ingvi, we got some content tonight. Do you want to talk us through it?
Yes.
That's a relief, else it will be a very short show.
We got another Team of the Year challenge that costs around 3K to do, which is, we get a rare gold pack. Not too bad. At least 12 rare cards. You can get something nice from those. You never know. And you need maximum 2 leagues, maximum 3 from the same club, maximum 5 from the same nation, minimum 10 silver players, and minimum 7 rares, and minimum team chemistry is 85. So, it's
doable. A good value, right?
Yeah, I'd say so. For that price, it's fine.
All right.
So, I might do it. You never know.
Yeah, I'm going to do this as well. After I did the very, very uninteresting squad pedal swaps with the silver players, then I can just toss in those silver players.
That's good. That you're still grinding towards your goal, which is hopefully achievable soon.
Yeah, I sure hope so, because it's pretty tedious, if I'm quite honest.
But I hope you pack something good from it.
If not, I really do need that week off.
Yeah, I can understand that.
We'll see.
We got a marquee matchups as well, which comes in around 25-30k if you're going to do from scratch. You get a tradable Prime Gold Players pack for completing all the four sections, so that's also quite nice. And tradable packs from all sections, actually, so that's even better. And I think you like the first one, I guess, marquee matchups, Feyenoord versus PSV.
After the 2 weeks we had, I'm pretty sure I do not like this one.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
Lost versus Ajax, lost versus AZ, lost versus Heerenveen. No, I'm not actually looking forward to playing PSV this weekend.
Okay. You never know. The SPC gives you a gold players pack. Costs around 4k to do. You need one player from the Netherlands, minimum four players from the same nation, maximum five nationalities, minimum one rare, minimum 75 rated team, and minimum 75 chemistry, so not too awful. Next one is Leipzig versus Leverkusen in the Bundesliga. You get a jumbo premium gold pack. You need minimum one player from Bundesliga, minimum three clubs, maximum three players from the same league, minimum two rare players, minimum 77 rated team, and minimum 75 team chemistry. So, okay-ish. Next one is Barcelona versus Athletic Club. Prime Electrum players pack from that. Comes around 8-9k to do it. You need one player from Barcelona or Athletic Club, minimum three players from the same nation, maximum five clubs, minimum two rare players, minimum 79 rated team, and 80 team chemistry. And last is Arsenal versus Manchester United. It gives you a rare mixed players pack. You need minimum one player from Arsenal or Manchester United, minimum two Premier League players, maximum four players from the same league, minimum two rare players, minimum 80 rated team, and 85 team chemistry. So all doable. And I think people will have further after
opening all these months of packs.
Yeah, hopefully. So, good luck, I guess, with those, because that was pretty much all we got today. It's good to see that the prices on the Team of the Week players have dropped quite a lot. So I see Inform Pope is already down to 46k, I think, on Xbox. Neymar is 1.52. So 1 million drop on Neymar. So
insane, right? I told you yesterday that he wouldn't stay that price anyways.
Gonna
be. So. It's the first time I got something right in this market.
Yeah,
it is nice. Said that a lot of people on Reddit invested in him, and that made the price go up after tonight.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
So that's about all the content we had. But Aaron had some questions he wanted to ask us.
I did. So I had two questions. The first one was thinking about your foot experience, and you guys are veterans of the foot
veterans
world.
He's calling us old.
You maybe just need a testimonial or something, I think, to acknowledge your dedication to over these years. But what it got me thinking around was, I know people have been playing this a long, long time, but what was the one card that you had, you know, that really got you hooked to Ultimate Team, you know, that you were loyal to, that just gave you that kind of, like, I don't know, just that experience of, like, this is such a great game, and, you know, it just kind of got you into it on a different level. Is there a card? I've seen a few people on social media who kind of always kind of call out that one that they just loved. Just wondered if you had one.
I actually do, because in the beginning of my FIFA Ultimate Team career, I was really rocking the silver lounge, like that. And I remember the Tippeligaen / Eliteserien Norwegian League players, silver players. And I remember Jo Inge Berget. He was really good as a silver player. Him and Erik Huseklepp, that was the dynamic duo up top using silver teams. And they did really well versus gold teams as well. So I had lots of fun. I probably spent a lot of coins buying silver players instead of buying any informs or gold players or anything like that. But it was lots of fun, though.
Mm. It's a very cool question, but I'm not quite sure if I have an answer. I like the days when I got, last year I got, maybe 2 years ago that was, when I got Gullit and Vieira in my squad, finally.
Nice.
That made me feel pretty well secure about what I was doing, and really brought me back. I distinctly remember the year before that, Ingvi, where we got the very early SBCs, where we got Butranego and Zola. Those stayed in my team for a long year. I think it was FIFA 18.
Yeah, I think that must have been 18, yeah, when we had Icon SBCs.
So I quite enjoyed those. But I don't have... I'm not that attached to players or teams. As Ingrid probably is. And you as yourself, Aaron?
Yeah, I am kind of loyal. So I, obviously, last year was my real first year into it. And I think my first card that I did, it was a kind of a savior card for me. Whether I started this player or he came on as a sub, I just knew he'd get a goal. And it was a player of the month Timo Werner card. And interestingly, I think I'd watched some YouTubers the year before, and they did a review of the Timo Werner card that year, and it just stuck in my head. So when I thought, right, I'm going to do this. It was expensive, and then I'm sure he got an upgrade as well because of the winter refresh. And he was just so quick. No matter where I played him, if I started him, he'd always get me a goal. He just gave me confidence. It's weird because I knew it wasn't necessarily him; it was me. But he just changed my mindset, and I just thought, right, he's on, I'm going to score, and it just kind of delivered. So that was my one card last year, and he stayed in the team to the bitter end, despite all of the other content that came out. He was always in there.
Oh, that's cool, though. Maybe the only one I was thinking about now is last year I picked CR7 from rewards on tradable. That made me play a lot, though, because of course I'm a big fan and could never use him before and stuff. So maybe that one.
Well, I remember you packing Neymar. Was that last year as well?
That was the week after that.
Yeah. Wow, really? Wow, that's insane.
Yeah, last year I had an insane year, though, because I packed CR7 the week after. I packed Neymar the week after. I packed Mbappe. So all untradeable from rewards. So that was a good year, though. But I'm definitely having to pay for that this year.
Yeah, I had good pack luck last year. I think I got a promo card out of every promo event. It wasn't necessarily always the top one. I think the first one that kind of knocked me off my feet a little bit was the Halloween, the Scream promo. And I packed a Scream Dele Alli, and I was like, oh, wow. And I looked and I was like, wow, he's like nearly 300,000 coins. And I just sold him straight away because I just thought, wow, that close coins are going to be awesome. So I didn't stay loyal to that card, but it was the first kind of promo card that I got that had good value. And I was like, I was so excited.
That's cool, though. Very cool. And if you're listening to the show, like I still remember this or that player, just let us know. Send us a message. I'll read it out on the show. And you had also another question or topic you wanted to discuss, Aaron?
Yeah, it's goalkeepers. I've seen kind of a few conversations around on social media, and it just got me thinking about, actually, I think when promos come out, you know, I don't see a lot of goalkeeper really content. I think last year I seem to remember there was maybe a few flashback goalkeepers, and it just got me thinking, actually, you know, how important are goalkeepers in the game? Are they really like important? Which goalkeepers stand out for you this year? And if there are standout ones, like why, and what chemistry styles do you kind of go for? Like, does it depend on their attributes, or do you kind of have one that, you know, naturally you'd lean towards?
Yngve?
Last year I was really hopeful for a team of the year Alisson, and he was horrible. This year he's been quite solid, actually, when I used him. But I'm at the moment I'm using the just normal Courtois card with a glove, and he's solid. He doesn't make he makes mistakes. But I don't think he does those horrible mistakes that we had on FIFA 20, at least. So he's doing more good than he's doing bad for me. So that's probably why I haven't considered changing him. I really like to look off the team of the Neuer. That's quite tempting to buy him, though. And then, of course, linked to the flashback Boateng. Goalkeepers are they're so strange, because I can say the goalkeeper, like Courtois, is great for me, and some other people just say, no, he's the worst goalkeeper I've used, and I can use a bronze goalkeeper and he's better. So it's, I don't know why there's such a big difference in how they perform for each player, though. It would be a little bit more interesting if they could be consistent, that if you bought the best goalkeeper, you would see that he was better than all the other ones, but they are not. So I think it also has a little bit, if you control your goalkeeper a lot as well.
Yeah.
So I do it more than I used to do. So I think my goalkeepers needs to have a little bit of feet that moves, a little bit of pace.
They need feet. Okay, so English goalkeepers need feet. Not very unimportant there.
That's the important thing for me.
You think that goalkeeper is good? I don't know. Does he have feet? Yes, he has. Okay, it's in. He's in.
He's in, yeah. He needs to have a little bit of acceleration, though, if I put it like that way.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Yeah, so I've used Yashin Icon. He was very good because he's very quick. So but many people say, oh no, he's horrible. But I like him, and it looks like his goalkeeper gloves are enormous,
like boxing gloves.
Yeah, well, bigger than that as well. So like the ones you know, the supporter ones. That's the rubber thing, the big ones they have in stadiums. You see it in the US. It looks like he's using two of those. It's really funny. So. That's I like him as well. I would think that his prime moments, Yashin, should be really good, at least for me, for my style as well.
Yeah, I'm. The thing is, usually I take one goalkeeper that I think is fine, and I stick with him until I have to get rid of him due to chemistry reasons. This year I started off, I don't even remember it. I think probably with Pope. Then I did the Van der Sar SBC, and for me that's usually enough to play out the whole year. There's definitely a difference between Van der Sar, the baby I've got, and the prime, for example. I've noticed that. But on the other hand, I am someone who does move the goalkeeper a lot, and then it's all about a mind game as well. And I think he has a very high reflex. The only thing I don't like in a goalkeeper, when he just doesn't take a simple ball in his hands, but just bounces off everything. I think Courtois did that for me a lot. Alisson does that, for example, as well for me. So I'm usually done with those guys, but in the end, it doesn't quite matter a whole lot. Like, Pope has the insane grabs, and then he's like 2,000 coins. So, nah, I'm not spending on goalkeepers, let's put it like that.
So what's the attributes you look for then in a goalkeeper? Is it handling, you know, that is the key? that, you know, in terms of like not parrying shots and, you know, ricocheting back to the defenders and stuff. I think that's the bit that I struggle to kind of pick out what's key on a keeper, because you talk about Nick Pope, right? He is my nemesis, right? He is so cheap now, but him and Alisson are the two keepers I just can't get past. What it feels like, I don't know if it's a mind game, but they're both really tall, especially Pope. So I don't know if it's the size that they are when it comes to kind of, you know, shooting against them. But I think I do struggle to pick out like what is that the key differentiating attribute, because some have good passing or good kicking. I don't use my goalkeepers for kicking. Generally throw it out or throw it straight to the opposition. One of the two.
Throw it straight to the opposition.
what's your thoughts on like the key attributes that do make a difference to kind of where you know it's a goalkeeper and you think, this is good? Or is there not? I guess that's what I was intrigued to kind of get your thoughts on, really.
I like it if they have the long throw trait, at least. It's a bonus if they can kick the ball as well. I agree with the handling and position, I think, is things I prefer my goalkeepers to be good at.
Yeah, I look out for the positioning, actually. I think if a keeper can get in the right position, then they're going to increase their chances of saving the shot. Reflexes as well. I've never really paid much attention to height, although it seems for Nick Pope, that is one thing that he's got because he's just massive. Chemistry styles then, is there anything that you kind of you see that does add a massive advantage, or again is it more reflective of the stats and what you and how you use your goalkeeper?
It depends on what stats you have on the base ones. It seems that the glove is really good for most goalkeepers, I think.
Yeah,
the one I've used the most as well.
I got a generic rule, and if it's the goalkeeper's higher than 84 rated or 84 rated plus, I usually put on a glove.
Yeah.
I saw people still think the the basic is still plus 10, but that's not anymore, right? This year it's plus 5, so I think that differs a lot.
Yeah,
I don't think it's goalkeepers is a tough one. If you have a bad goalkeeper, it really sucks. But if you have like a decent goalkeeper, it's actually usually good enough.
Yeah, it's because I see like in football, like real football, right? Good goalkeepers make a difference. You know, Peter Cech, Mourinho always used to say Peter Cech would like win 10, 15 points a season, and that would make a difference. It's interesting in the game. It doesn't feel like goalkeepers make a significant contribution on the face of it, but there's a part of me that thinks they must do somewhere. And I think if you're controlling your keeper, I don't, probably because I don't really know how to, but they will make a difference for you. I've got the Oblak Road to the Final card, which I picked up when he was really cheap. Luckily, I didn't know he was going to go up, but I just thought Atletico Madrid Champions League final, the chances of that are probably quite high. And his price has gone up, but I do notice him for good things and I don't notice him for bad things, you know, so I just think he's doing something right. But what are my expectations of him though, really? You know, I can't expect him to be saving one-on-ones all of the time, you know, but it seems in kind of like when the shots could go in, he seems to make a save. So I just think, yeah, he's helping me.
Yeah, I think like it matters a bit, right? And if you have funds to spare, definitely go for it. Yeah, I don't think the goalkeeper is going to give me one extra win over a weekend. So it can definitely cost you a win, right? If you have a bad goalkeeper.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I don't see. Like Van der Sar has like 10 amazing matches and then one bad match. But that one bad match isn't, if I lose that one, it isn't because of my goalkeeper usually. It's also because I did something silly myself. I think that's, in the end, it doesn't quite matter. I'd rather spend on a defender or a good midfielder or a good striker. I think that's much more secure, much more safe to do.
Yeah.
When you start building a team, at least the goalkeeper is the last thing I would think about. I would think about someone that's tall, got the long throw trait, a bonus if he can kick the ball, and decent positioning. And then when I got decent outfielders, I maybe look at a little bit more expensive goalkeeper. I think that's been the way I've been rocking the last years, I think.
Yeah, I'm about the same, except if I see the SBC hit with Van der Sar, I'm like, okay, let's get Van der Sar and be done with it. Don't need a goalkeeper again this year.
Good point.
Well, I did have one other question, right, which I've thought of. Hopefully it's a quick one. If you had 1 million coins to spend on an icon striker, who would you buy?
1 million coins for an icon striker?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, if I didn't have the 87 rated Shuker, I would buy the Prime Shuker, I think. Because I've used the base one, it was great for me, and I now have the 87, and he's great for me. So I'm pretty sure that I would like the base icon. Prime icon Shuker as well, and he's under 1 million at least on Xbox.
Yeah. It's under 600 or 1,000 coins, roughly.
Yeah.
Interestingly, because he has only 85 pace, so not a lot of people would maybe look at him as a go to striker. That's a good shout. I like that. Different.
Yeah, people look at pace first, and I think that can be the wrong way to go about it. At least now, most people don't play a high line either, so he's not going to have many players to outrun anyways. And the runs he makes in and outside the box and around and holding up to play and can pass and set up other players is crucial, at least for my style, because I play normal type of football. And when he's inside the box, he has 4-star game with 4-star weak foot, and he's clinical on both feet, and he can head the ball, and I cross quite a bit as well. So he can do this pretty much all for me. But he's not going to be as pacey as Neymar or Mbappe, but other than that, he's a great finisher.
Do we need to pick one, or can I spend a million on two? No, I would either go for a version of Vitronego, probably the 87 one, I guess. Or I would go for Alexander Del Piero. Probably, I think the 87 one might actually be the best one of these series because of his speed. So the baby might actually be the best one, but no matter what, they're all around 700k. Of course, there could actually only be one of that Zola, which you should just do, I guess.
And if you Zola could is really good.
Yeah, so I think Zola would be the one for me. And if I could pick two, I would go for 450k on Zola and then get Drogba for 550, make that million complete, get two new strikers.
Oh, some good suggestions. Some that I'd kind of had looked at, just, you know, hoping one day. Interestingly, I had looked at Zola and Del Piero. Both look great. All rounders. But I'm really liking the Shuka shout. That's interesting. I like a curveball.
Yeah, cool. He's great. I can really recommend that that card. Doesn't let me down.
No, I think it's a very cool card. But yeah, these are just simple cards, which might also be very underrated in the end, actually. I don't think you can go wrong with those cards.
Cool.
Why are you looking for any, Aaron?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to. I want to avoid, you know, the meta cards that everybody has. So, you know, if the coins and, you know, some trading works out, I'm looking at, you know, maybe he's investing. Butragueno was one I'd looked at. I've come up against him a couple of times. He just seems so clinical. Strong, bizarrely, for someone who's maybe not the tallest striker. But like I said, Zola, Del Piero, I'd kind of had a look at more so because I've come up against them and they just seem to be just really, really good. So yeah, that's my hope. That's what I'm aiming for.
Daglish base is really good as well. If I don't know how much the mid one is. He's close to 1 million, I think. But the base Daglish was really good when I used him before I got I sold up before Team of Deer, and I, of course, when I did the Suarez one, I've been using him as well in the center forward position. So Daglish can play striker and center forward. Center forward, his passing maybe isn't the best, but as a striker, he course, an insane amount of goals. Crazy finishing with both feet. Of course, he's got 5-star weak foot and 4-star skill moves. He's not the fastest, but he's very agile. So if you use left stick dribbling, he's really fun to use. Of course, he has the 4-star skill moves. If you use that a lot, you can do that as well. But base Dalglish is really fun card to use.
That's some great recommendations. I'm loving that. So hopefully the listeners for the podcast can use that insight as well. Because I think, again, I don't know if people just end up falling in the trap of going after the same players. And it's interesting to hear some different perspectives on it. So, yeah. Great stuff, guys.
Awesome. Glad to be of any assistance here. Let us know if you want to answer these questions for yourself. Just send in those and we'll actually get them answered. Or played back, I should say, of course.
Yeah.
Aaron, thanks for being on tonight. It has been an absolute pleasure. We'll be starting thinking about a new nickname for you. But I'm first going to watch some footage and that might lead to a new nickname, but we'll see soon.
I have a nickname in mind, actually.
Oh, don't spoil it. Just tell me later.
Okay. I can tell you afterwards.
All right.
I'm excited. I've had a nickname since I was at school, so this is good.
Awesome. That means you're part of the family now. But since you don't have a nickname yet, where can people find you if they want to find you?
They can find me on Twitter. It's generally where I hang out. So, come find me on there.
Awesome. What is your handle there?
It's @glue.
@glue. Oh, you can find them. Ingrid, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter @evgnoni, and they can find me on the EA forums @littlelan95 and on Discord @littlelan95.
Awesome. And you can find me, of course, @footcoaching on all socials. Check out footcoaching.com if you want to consider coaching. And you can find the show, of course, on anchor.fm/footinterview. If you want to support this show, you don't need to, but it is truly appreciated. Visit patreon.com/footinreview. We really appreciate all the support and it has some awesome benefits, if I say so myself. For now, I'm going to see if I can actually back a team of the year tonight. But yeah, see you all tomorrow. Thanks for listening. But for now, I'm going to drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
You.
F.
You.
F. F. F.
You.
F.
You.
T.
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 Interview.
F.
You.
T.